We are inviting everybody who is going to be free and who has got to fight the matter and security of persons on heart. So we are inviting church leaders, we are inviting civil society, but even political parties, we are also inviting them.
You were planning to meet with Justice Minister, who also is one of the vice presidents, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, over the Tide Zamara issue. How far have you gone with this plan?
In fact, our meeting today was looking at that program and at that plan. We have turned the document. We have identified the members of the delegation that will go and see the vice president. So tomorrow we will try to secure an appointment, and as soon as that is done, we will update you.
The government was tasked to update the nation about its search for Mr. Itai Zamara. How often is the government doing this?
No, they're not doing that at all. They were actually told that they should be updating the nation, they should be updating the family, and the family is continually desperate, and they're not receiving any information. And that is one of the reasons, really, why we are having to call and talk to the minister, so that he also uses his power, really, as the Minister of Justice, to be able to ensure that happens. But also, he's a father, he's a husband, a wife, and we also want to appeal to his conscience to make sure that he ties the matter, really, reconciles with his family.